We have Egypt and Sudan on the northeast. And also we have Congo on the southwest. So Uganda is not just a big country, it's a small country.
They're actually on the map now.
Yes.
So Uganda, they're just stort land, but you have a great lake there. I
think. Yes, we have the second freshwater lake. In the world, which is called Lake Victoria. We also will have the River Nile. River Nile starts in Uganda. If you read the Bible, that's where they threw Moses to the Nile.
Moses han ble kastet I Nilen, vet du.
So the water that Sudan and Egypt is using,
ja, så det vannet som Egypt og Sudan bruker,
they come all the way from Uganda.
De kommer fra Uganda.
Because the source of the Nile is in Uganda.
Ja, for kilden faktisk til Nilen Uganda.
So Ugandans are in the Bible.
So Uganda I Bibelen.
Because the Bible talks of the people who go down to the Nile.
Ja, siden det I Bibelen snakker vi om det folk som gikk ned til Nilen.
So we are the people that go down to the Nile.
Vi også en del av de folk som går ned til Nilen.
We got our independence.
Vi fikk vår frihet som nasjon.
1963. We were under the British rule.
Så før var vi en britisk styre.
And Uganda, we are part of the Commonwealth.
Ja, så enda I dag så vi en del av Commonwealth.
But after that, we got bad governments.
So fikk vi et elendig styre.
We got presidents that were killing people.
Ja, vi fikk presidenter som drepte folk.
And we had a dictator from 1971.
Vi hadde en diktator fra 1971.
A president Idi Amin.
Idi Amin, som mange husker.
He killed people for 9 years.
Han drepte mennesker I 9 år.
And he abolished the church.
Og han virkelig forfulgte
pastors were killed.
Pastor ble drept.
The church was abandoned. And we prayed and believed God. We prayed for a new government. We prayed for revival. So in 1986, we got a new government. The government of President Yoweri Museveni. And he declared freedom of worship. So we began to pray now. The church started to rise up. We started to preach again. And we have been growing. We have a population of about 35 million Ugandans. And 85% are practicing Christians. But born again Christians, you are about 30%. And we have 15% Muslim. But not radical Muslim. Yes. So we thank God. We have different tribes. We have about 45 different tribes in Uganda.
45?
Yes. Actually, that's why our official language is English. Because every tribe wants its language to be official. So we decided that our official language would be English. Because we had many, many different tribes and ethnic groups. So we have coffee. We are agriculture based. We have coffee.
Yes, agriculture. Coffee, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah.
That is our main export.
Det er absolutt den største eksportartikkelen.
We eat more bananas, matoke. And we have the best food. Our fruits are sweet. Fruits.
Fruits, yes, yeah, frukt. Men om man har väldigt söt frukt.
My wife gave me to eat the apple. When I tasted, I said no.
Jag smakade några äpplen här som jag köpte säkert inte alls.
Because it could not taste like a Ugandan one. Our Ugandan apples are sweet. So we are a blessed country. And God has been on our side. That's why I want to tell the Christians, don't give up on praying for Norway. The younger people will come in church. Don't give up. Ugandans, we are happy people. Even when we have problems, we are still happy. We rejoice. Like me and my wife, we built a church in Uganda. After building it, praying for something like about 7 months, a rich man came and bought everything. Because we are renting the land where we build the church. And right now as I'm talking, our church was broken. We are praying in a tent. But we are still happy. We still rejoice. Because Jesus is the Lord. Many times it rains on us when we are praying. But we still rejoice. So I want to encourage you Christians. There is a reason for you to rejoice. There is a reason for you to be happy. Because we are not of this world. We are of heaven. One day we shall be with him. One day we shall rejoice with him. There are many problems. There are many situations. But don't stop them from rejoicing. Keep your smile. Because you rejoice in Jesus. The Bible says that greater is he that is in me than the one in the world. You keep rejoicing. Keep praising God. Keep coming to church. You will be rewarded. So that is all about Uganda. But all I can say, you are welcome to Uganda. You are welcome to Uganda. Family Life Church will welcome you. Actually, me and my wife, we have a transport company that takes people around Uganda. So anytime you want to come, you are welcome.
Så hvis man vil komme, så skal de arrangere turisttur i Uganda.
You are welcome.
Så dere er alle velkommen.
So back to the message.
Så tilbake til budskapet.
Let me talk about my life.
Jeg vil si litt om livet mitt.
I wasn't born a Christian.
Jeg var ikke et jente kristen.
I felt like when I was growing up,
når jeg vokste opp, så følte jeg,
I wanted to be a musician. I wanted to be a singer.
A musiker, yeah, en sanger.
So I joined a group of people
var med I
who are gangsters. You know them?
Yes.
You gangsters?
Yeah, some are, yeah.
Big shoes, big
hair. Yeah, some are gangsters.
So that's the life I had.
Yeah.
And I learned to rap. So I would walk feeling I'm somewhere. And I would sing rapping music. For example, I remember the days on oppressed, but I never had nothing to do but sit and quiet, but would I thank the Lord because he raised me. That kind of thing,
yeah.
Of singing.
So han rappa och liksom så lite så.
Ja, han people would say hey.
Hey. Sant för det var meningslösa, egentligen meningslösa texter.
So that's the life I was living.
Det var det liv jag
levde. I thought it was a good life.
Var det ett gott liv?
But one day somebody preached Jesus to me. He preached Jesus to my life. And I accepted Jesus. But when Jesus came to my life, he totally changed me. I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. My life never remained the same. The Bible says that anyone in Christ is a new creature.
Den som möter Jesus Kristus som
är and the old is gone. My old life was gone.
Det gamla är förbi.
And I became a new person. I took off the air. For the first time I dressed very well. I used never to dress like this. This kind of dressing was for the old people. For the first time I was very smart. And they chased me from school. Because I had changed my life to Christ.
You went back to school?
No, I was in school when I got saved.
Okay.
And they chased me away. So I began to preach Jesus. I began to tell people about my newfound friend. Because I was feeling the fire of Jesus. I was feeling the joy. The love in my life. You know, Jesus is real. We feel him every day. We feel his presence every day. We feel the fire of Jesus every day. My wife has been leaving me in her room. And she would find me happy. She would say, Robert, don't you want to go and see around Norway? Don't you want to go and climb the mountain? And I would say, no. I'm with a friend, Jesus. I'm happy being here with Jesus. He has been with me all the day. Are you still feeling your Jesus? Are you feeling him? I want to say he loves you. So what I want to share today, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6.
Chapter 6?
Yep.
Isaiah 6.
But you see, the brief history of this book, Isaiah chapter 1, you see, he was a prophet of God. He prophesied chapter 1. He prophesied chapter 2. Chapter 3. Chapter 4. Chapter 5. But something is different at chapter 6. He was a prophet of God.
Han var en Guds profet.
He was prophesying. But chapter 6 says,
men, kapitel 6 säger,
in the year that King Uzziah died,
I det år kung Uzziah döde,
I saw the Lord.
Så såg jag Herren.
He's saying it at chapter 6.
Han säger det i kapitel 6.
What had happened at chapter 1? Why wasn't he seeing the Lord? But chapter 6 he says,
Men i kapitel 6 så säger
when
det.
King Hosea died,
no, kung Hosea döde,
I saw the Lord.
Så såg jag Herren.
What about chapter 3?
Kapitel 3.
Why didn't he see the Lord?
Varför såg inte Gud Herren då?
Why did he have to wait after chapter 6?
Varför måste han vänta här i kapitel 6?
And that's when he started to see the Lord.
Varför först då han såg Herren?
You can be a Christian.
Du kan vara kristen.
When you have never experienced Jesus,
you can
be a Christian.
You can vara en kristen
without experiencing Jesus.
Utan egentligen att uppleva Jesus.
It happened.
Det sker.
At chapter 1.
I kapitel 1.
Isaiah had not experienced the Lord.
Han hade ännu inte sett Gud.
Chapter 2.
I kapitel 2.
He had not experienced the Lord. Chapter 3.
I kapitel 3.
But chapter 6.
Men i kapitel 6.
Something had to die.
Någon måste dö.
But when the king died,
när kungen dödade,
he saw the Lord.
Så såg han Gud.
There are sins in our lives.
Så det kan vara synd i våra liv.
That must die.
Som må dö.
For us to see the Lord.
Ska få lov att se.
To see the Lord, you need to surrender.
För att se Gud så må du.
To surrender who you think you are.
Allt du är.
And say, Lord, I'm going to seek you.
För att säga Gud, jag ska söka
dig. In Uganda we pray and fast.
I Uganda så ber vi och fastar.
We go without food.
Vi går utan mat.
We take only water.
Vi tar kun drickvatten.
And we wait upon the Lord.
Vi väntar på Gud.
Because we want to see him.
För vi önskar se honom.
So Isaiah had to kill some things.
Så Isaiah hade någon måtte dö.
Maybe the king was his idol.
Så kanske kungen var hans.
That's why he could not see the Lord.
Han kunde inte se Gud fordi kungen var i vägen.
We are seeing Zacchaeus in the Bible.
Men ser.
He climbed a tree.
Zacchaeus i Bibeln.
He could not see the Lord.
Han kunde inte se Gud.
Because people were around.
Fordi folk stod i vägen.
And he decided to climb that tree. You've got to do something for you to see the Lord in your life. Sometimes you have to go out of your way. Maybe you could be having a good country, enough food, good hospitals, and they are standing in your way. And you cannot see the Lord. You have a home.
Du har hem.
You feel like you don't need the Lord.
Och du føler kanskje at du ikke trenger Gud.
But it is so sweet to be in the Lord's presence.
Det er så søtt og godt å være i Guds.
The greatest thing I have in my life.
Det er det beste tid jeg har i mitt liv.
Is Jesus.
Er Jesus.
The sweetest thing I can talk about.
Det beste jeg har som jeg kan snakke.
Is my Jesus. I want to feel him every day. I want to be with him every time. Sometimes when I don't feel his presence, I feel like I don't have life. We need Jesus today. You need to do something to come closer. If it means for you to climb a tree, climb. If it means for you to go to Africa to seek the Lord, better do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm enjoying being in Norway. Because now I have the time to pray. I have no phone calls anymore. I have no people disturbing me. This is this. I'm just alone with God. And I'm having a good time. I remember in my life, I had an accident. I was driving. And we overturned with a car. We have some of the mountains. We are driving in the mountains. And that's why we got an accident. When the car was overturning, we are calling the name of Jesus. Finally, we found ourselves there.
Och vi fant oss ner.
And we looked at each other.
Och så på varandra.
Nothing had happened about us. Because Jesus was with us in the car. There are times when Jesus is closer than a brother. When Jesus is closer than a friend. So we need him.
Yeah. Amen.
People came to pick dead bodies. People thought who are dead.
Sorry, I missed
the point.
The point.
In an accident, when people came to take dead bodies.
Yes, okay. I den ulykken så kom noen og plukte faktisk opp døde.
They looked at us.
De så på deg.
Nothing had happened.
Ingenting skjedde med deg.
And they gave their lives to Jesus Christ.
Og de ga sitt liv til Jesus.
They were simply saying, this is a miracle.
Gud hadde beskyttet deg.
This must be God. So I'm saying,
so det jeg sier,
let everything die in you.
So la ting dø I deg.
That you can see the Lord.
Så du kan se Gud.
Isaiah saw the Lord.
Isaiah saw Gud.
He said, holy, holy, holy.
Og de sa, hellig, hellig, Herren.
But the Bible says,
men Bibelen sier,
he said, I'm a man of unclean lips. When you see the Lord,
når du ser Gud,
you see your sins.
Så ser du syndene, så blir syndene avslørt.
It's when you see the Lord,
det når du ser Gud,
that you can repent.
Det når du kan be om tilgivelse eller omvende deg.
So Isaiah repented.
Så Isaiah, han,
because
han
when the presence
omvendte seg,
when the presence of God come,
for I Guds, for når Guds nærvær,
it reveals our sins.
Så blir det lys over alt som vi har, alt som ødelegger vil stenge.
And that's when we repent.
Og det når vi omvender oss.
And the Lord forgives us.
Og Gud tilgir.
The Bible says that the angel touched Isaiah's lips.
Bible says
the angel touched him.
Ja, og Bibelen sier at engelen han rørte ved Isaias.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we come in the presence of God, our hearts are broken. Then we can see ourselves. And then we begin to say, God, we need you.
So
I want to tell somebody here, do you remember those days when you loved church? Do you remember those days when you would come early in church? Do you remember those days when you used to preach? What has happened now? The presence of God left us. We need to come back to God. And their revival will come. God cannot bring revival before he revives us. God cannot send you to someone before he touches you first. God has to touch me first. And then he sends me to somebody. So if God is going to revive the nation of Norway, it's going to start with you and I. And after he has touched you, then he will send us and he touches others. So I believe a time is going to come when these seats will be filled with people. A time is going to come when we shall see younger men and women in church. If we shall allow God to touch us. And Jesus is depending on you. Jesus will not come to heaven to preach. He's going to use you. You are the people God is going to use. Yes, you may be retired, but there is no retirement in the kingdom of God. You can retire in Norway, but in heaven you're just beginning.
I Guds rike.
So if somebody has told you that you have retired, no. In Jesus, you're just beginning. You're just beginning. Somebody may say you are old. But in Jesus, you're just younger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. You know, sometimes the world will tell you what it wants to say.
Så vad säger någon gång kan man ska säga.
But God says you're young again.
Men Gud säger kan vi verkligen är att du.
Do you know that God calls you a child?
Gud kallar dig ett barn.
God doesn't know about your age.
You think it's for den alder.
He calls you a child.
Han kallar dig ett barn.
So you have not retired.
Så du tänker
inte att du är pensionist. Yes.
Nej.
If you believe it, you are not yet retired. We still want missionaries. And you can go and become a missionary in Jesus' name. Other than you sleeping here and waiting to die. You can do something for God. And I'm here to tell you God wants to use you. We can have a choir here. And you'll be in the choir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know Caleb in the Bible. He told Joshua. He said that I know I'm of 80 years old. But I'm feeling like a youth. I'm feeling like a youth. So I'm here to encourage you. What time is it?
Oh yeah, you can still listen. You have 1 minute. No. Just continue.
Okay.
You see the time there.
Okay. Yes. So, as I was saying, a personal relationship with God. He changes you.
So for others.
When you read about Peter, he got a touch with Jesus. Apostle Paul, he persecuted Christ because he was a religious man. But when Jesus touched him, he never remained the same. When you read in John chapter
3,
Nicodemus, he was a religious man, but he needed the touch of God. When God touches you, you never remain the same. When God touches you, he touched me, I never remained the same. I still remember that time when my life was changed. Allow God to touch you. Every time you have the presence of God, the Bible becomes very sweet. Prayer becomes very sweet. So what we need today, we don't need money. We don't need good country. We need the presence of God. We need the presence of God. Hallelujah. He's there with us. He has never abandoned us. And like I've told you, our church was broken. But we are still happy. Sometimes rain rains on us. We are still happy. Because he deserves the glory. Challenges are there. Situations are there. Wow, you people, you have a beautiful church. It looks nice. But we need the presence of God here. We need the life of Jesus. the life of Jesus.
Amen. Guds liv, Jesu liv I oss.
And I'm going to pray. I've been praying for you people.
Så nu ska vi be för jag har bett för att nå den utgången.
I'm going to come here and pray and be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Right now I'm feeling His presence is here. Let's believe God. He can change us. He will take away addictions. He will take away the problems. He's going to heal you. He's the greatest healer. There is somebody here. Doctors have told you that your disease is incurable. But it's a lie. Jesus is a healer. He will heal you. He will give you the peace. He will give you the joy. Jesus is real. We are talking about a dear God who resurrected. Muhammad died, he did not resurrect. But Jesus resurrected. He's not in the grave anymore. He's not in the grave anymore. And he's here right now. He's here right now. He's there where you are. And he's a God of love. He's a God of peace. People may have abandoned you. You may feel rejected. But he loves you. He loves you. He will love you more than your children who have gone away. He will never leave you. He will never leave you. And this day is here to touch us. Why don't we stand up?
Amen. Amen.
Amazing grace. How sweet thou sound that saved a wretch like me. I was once loved, but now I'm found. Was bright, but now I see. Let us sing again, Amazing Grace. Amen. In grace, how sweet thou sound that saved a wretch like me. I was once lost, but now I'm found. Was bright, but now I see. I would request everyone, if you can come here, I'll pray with you. Let's believe God that He can restore you. He can touch you. Let's come forward. We are going to pray. For something new in our lives. For that experience with God. Just ask God to touch you. Just ask him now. Just begin to pray and say, God, touch me. Tell him and say, Lord, touch me.
Say till Gud, berör mig, Gud.
I know you're here.
Jag vet du är här.
I know you love me.
Jag vet du älskar mig.
I know you care about me.
Jag vet du bryr dig om mig.
I know you love me, Jesus.
Jag vet du älskar mig, Jesus.
I know you have not abandoned me.
Jag vet du aldrig har förlatt mig.
I ask you.
Jag ber dig.
Holy Spirit,
Helligon,
to come,
to come, oh
and
come,
touch me,
oh berör mig.
I need you.
Jag tränger dig.
Every day,
kvar
every time,
kvar tid.
I need.